Life Audio.
The Word of God is just as relevant today as it was when the Holy Spirit first inspired the prophets, apostles, and other biblical writers to write it down. Every generation, regardless of our present circumstances, can learn more about God's will and His ways as we examine His Word. We have the privilege to do that again today, but before we read today's chapter of Scripture, let's take a moment to hear from the sponsors of today's episode. It goes without saying, but the Bible has changed so many lives. Take a second to think about what life would be like if you didn't have access to a Bible, or if you weren't even allowed to own one. And that's a reality that many are facing. That's why I want to tell you about one of our partners, Crew. Crew has missionaries in almost every country, and they are seeing people come to know Jesus. There's just one thing they're missing, a Bible in their own language. For only $24 a month, you can provide three people with Bibles each and every month. When you sign up to provide three Bibles with a monthly gift of $24, Crew will also provide meals to 12 hungry individuals through their humanitarian aid ministry. Plus, you'll receive a free copy of my book, Walking in Wisdom. Simply text WISDOM to 71326 to help today. That's WISDOM, or visit give.crew.org/wisdom. Again, that's give.crew.org/wisdom. Message and data rates may apply. Available to U.S. addresses only.
Hello, folks. My name is Derek Greer, and I'm reaching out to fellow pastors and church leaders just like you to join me and other Christian leaders and organizations throughout the nation as we come together on June 8th and 9th for National Unity Weekend. Together, we will show the love of Jesus as we serve our communities on Saturday, June 8th, and then preach from a shared text on Sunday, June 9th. To register, go to unityweekend.com. That's unityweekend.com to join us as we unite the church and unite the nation.
You're listening to the Chapter a Day audio Bible. I'm John Stonge, and today we're reading Psalms 7 and 8. And we'll be reading from the New Living Translation. A psalm of David which he sang to the Lord concerning Cush of the tribe of Benjamin. I come to you for protection, O Lord my God. Save me from my persecutors. Rescue me. If you don't, they will maul me like a lion, tearing me to pieces with no one to rescue me. O Lord my God, if I have done wrong or am guilty of injustice, if I have betrayed a friend or plundered my enemy without cause, then let my enemies capture me. Let them trample me into the ground and drag my honor in the dust. Arise, O Lord, in anger. Stand up against the fury of my enemies. Wake up, my God, and bring justice. Gather the nations before you. Rule over them from on high. The Lord judges the nations. Declare me righteous, O Lord, for I am innocent, O Most High. End the evil of those who are wicked and defend the righteous. For you look deep within the mind and heart, O righteous God. God is my shield, saving those whose hearts are true and right. God is an honest judge. He is angry with the wicked every day. If a person does not repent, God will sharpen his sword. He will bend and string his bow. He will prepare his deadly weapons and shoot his flaming arrows. The wicked conceive evil. They are pregnant with trouble and give birth to lies. They dig a deep pit to trap others, then fall into it themselves. The trouble they make for others backfires on them. The violence they plan falls on their own heads. I will thank the Lord because He is just. I will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. Psalm 8. For the choir director, a psalm of David, to be accompanied by a stringed instrument. O Lord, our Lord, your majestic name fills the earth. Your glory is higher than the heavens. You have taught children and infants to tell of your strength, silencing your enemies and all who oppose you. When I look at the night sky and see the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars you set in place, what are mere mortals that you should think about them? Human beings that you should care for them? Yet you made them only a little lower than God, and crowned them with glory and honor. You gave them charge of everything you made, putting all things under their authority. The flocks and the herds, and all the wild animals, the birds in the sky, the fish in the sea, and everything that swims the ocean currents. O Lord, our Lord, your majestic name fills the earth. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for the privilege of being able to look at it together today. And Lord, as we look at this portion of Scripture, we can see that you are genuinely concerned for humanity. But just as the psalmist says, it's a wonder to us why you care about us as much as you do. Lord, the concern and the love and the compassion that you show to us is something that we have a difficult time wrapping our minds around. We think about it, and if we're honest, we realize we don't deserve this at all. But by your grace and for your glory, you show us this love and this compassion, and we are grateful recipients of what you've shown to us. Lord, there's no greater example of that than what you've shown to us in your Son, Jesus Christ, who, for the sake of our redemption and the joyful reality of us being in your presence for all eternity, was willing to come to this earth and take on flesh and suffer on our behalf, dying for our sin and then raising from the dead to life and sharing that life with all who trust in him. Lord, we're grateful for these things, but again, just as the psalmist says, why are you so mindful of us? Why do you care about us as much as you do? But Lord, we're grateful that the reality of the situation is you do care for us and you love us deeply. And we pray, Lord, that by your grace that we would love you as well. Lord, inspire our hearts to trust in you through faith in your Son, Jesus Christ. And we pray that all aspects of our lives would be an expression of our genuine and sincere love for you. We thank you, Lord, for all of these things. We thank you for your word and for the privilege to be able to read it together each day. And we thank you for your presence with us today. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Finding uplifting news in today's headlines is often like searching for a needle in a haystack. At the Story Behind podcast, we believe in the power of finding heartwarming tales and are happy to share empowering stories with you every week. Hear about how Steve Harvey surprised a dying man on Family Feud with $25,000. Get inspired by the note a waitress received from a patron dining alone. And even hear about how one VIP passenger made a hardworking pilot get emotional before his flight. To start listening to the Story Behind podcast, visit lifeaudio.com or search Story Behind on your favorite podcast platform.